Zoomer, crooners, and songbirds.
Welcome to Zoomer, crooners, and songbirds, hosted by Lily Frost. It's as much an experience as it is a show about one prolific songwriter and performer and her relationship with the leading men and women in their genres.
Welcome to Zoomer, crooners, and songbirds. I'm Lily Frost. Tonight's show is called What About Black Lives? And tonight I have Dan Hill joining me on the phone for the entire show. Dan Hill is an interracial singer-songwriter who started his career at the age of 19. He's been writing songs ever since. He's 66 years old now, and he's re-inspired. He has a new album about to be released in February. You'll recognize some of these hit songs. Welcome, Dan Hill.
Thank you, Lily. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for taking the time from your crazy busy schedule to talk to me.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
I think your most famous song is Sometimes When We Touch, which was released in 1977.
That's right.
And this is going to be a version that Tina Turner covered. Can you tell me how that came about?
Yes. Well, Tina told me when we got together that she heard the song over the radio. First time she heard it, she was absolutely, totally, you know, blown away by the record, by my vocal performance. She immediately went out right after hearing my song, Sometimes, record, and bought the four albums that I'd released at that point. Just snapped them all up right after hearing Sometimes When We Touch.
When year was that, roughly?
Well, I think she put it out in 1979. And then we got together. There was a great performing club that Tina performed in.
In Toronto? Or?
Yes, in Toronto.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Imperial Room, actually.
Oh.
And so I first met her after a show. And then we talked a lot about her career, about Ike Turner. She was, as you can imagine, an absolute dynamo on stage, a whirlwind.
Yeah.
She had the energy of an 18-year-old. After her show, it was really fascinating because she was in her bathrobe, had cream on her face, she was shivering. And so she went from being this dynamo, electrifying sexual performer. Post-concert, she kind of reminded me of my grandmother. That's not to insult her. It was just a very interesting transformation.
Right. Like she turns on for stage, and then when she's off, it's show's over.
Yeah, that's it. You got it, Lily.
I get that. I like to gather energy. I think that that could be a trait of someone who's maybe an introvert.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of energy to give that much and to interact with that many people. And then you need to go kind of hide in your little shell for a while to gather your energy back. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, as a singer, songwriter, performer, that it is very emotionally, you know, exhausting. It's exhilarating, but it's, you're spent after a show. And so sometimes you just want to spend some time alone.
Exactly. Well, let's listen to Tina Turner's version of Sometimes When We Touch. I'm really excited to hear this. Yeah.
Okay.
Choke on my reply. Oh, I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with lies. But who am I to judge you on what you say I do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you.
Yeah, it means success.
was Sometimes When We Touch by Tina Turner, her version of it. And we have Dan Hill in the studio. He wrote that song, as you know. Dan, I wanted to ask you about your connection with Harry Belafonte.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go into too long a story, but I was at the time in contract with two people, and one of the people happened to be the music director of what was then the O'Keeffe Center.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called now. And all the stars that would come to Toronto from all over the world, he would have to replicate their albums with the band in Toronto. So he got to know Harry Belafonte. He played him a song I had that was going to be a hit for me a year later called You Make Me Want to Be a Father. Belafonte took it back with him to New York, but then discovered all my other demos, flew me to New York.
Ooh.
I was only 19. He was like a legend, right? My song was just blasting off his speakers when I walked into his room. He was singing along with it and then went on to say that he just couldn't believe that I could write a song like that at 19. This is a song that was kind of galvanized me on Canadian radio. It was my first single released in 1975. But again, he had the advance of it in 1973. He went on to say, you may find this interesting, that he wanted an exclusive on my song, right?
Okay.
And I realized that it's so competitive on radio that I knew this was my strongest song.
Yeah.
And I couldn't afford to come out with my second strongest song. It's too competitive out there. So I said, no, sorry, Mr. Belafonte. I have to be the first one to release this song.
Ooh, good for you.
Thank you.
That takes a lot of dignity, I guess.
Well, you know, he was one of the huge, the first black entertainers that advocated for human rights. He was an incredible human rights advocate. So yeah, I knew all about him from my parents, and I saw him perform when I was 5. Totally fell in love with his music and, you know, lapped up everything he did from 5 years of age to when I was 19 and met him.
Well, it's so fun. His music's so fun. Let's listen to Deo and maybe bring a little cheer into this Christmas season.
Great.
Deo! Deo! Delight come and be one. Daylight come and me wan go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Deo.
Daylight come and me one go home.
De.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Deo, Deo,
daylight come and me one go
home. Deo,
daylight come and me one go home.
Deo by Harry Belafonte. And I'm in studio with Dan Hill, and I'd like to play a song called Dark Side of Atlanta. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. I had three albums out at that time. I was riding high on my hit single, Sometimes When We Touch. And I was touring with Gino Vannelli. He was just crazy, crazy huge. And I got in a cab. I was in the rich section of Atlanta. In Atlanta, the minute you cross one street, it goes from crazy rich to dirt poor and racialized. So I kind of got in a conversation with this black taxi driver, and we kind of ended up discussing really, really deep things about race, racism, his family, my family. And so right after our conversation, I wrote the song Dark Side of Atlanta, which came out on my Frozen in the Night album in 1978.
Amazing. Let's listen to Dark Side of Atlanta by Dan Hill.
Black man taxi driver takes me where I want to go. Dark side of Atlanta, it's the only place I know. I want to ask him where he comes from. I'm afraid my fear will show. I just ask him if it always rains his heart. He mumbles back an answer that I wasn't meant to hear. He pulls the meter forward as if to make it clear that there's no communication. We're both from different worlds, and all he has to do for me is drive. And I think of you so far away and long. I wonder if the distance can make us stronger. Am I losing touch with time? Cause still you fill my mind. I don't know if I can hold on much longer, yeah. Driver turns the corner and sings an old blues tune. His voice so rough and mirrors all the pain that he's been through. And I join him at the chorus, a voice that lets them know I understand. Won't you please understand? And I think of you the last time we made love. The newborn break of day, barely breathing. And as the stars stared from the sky, we laughed until we cried. But inside I knew I was leaving. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Roll down the window, my head begins to spin. Nighttime fever conquers all as the city rushes in. Eyes in the rearview mirror, you stare right through my skin. They ask me where I come from, say the same place as him. He nods, not quite believing, wishes right. He smiles and tells me there'll be no charge tonight. And I think of you so far away and alone. I wonder if the distance can make us stronger. Oh, am I losing touch with time? Cause still you fill my mind as my mind goes on. As my mind goes on. As my mind goes on to 100.
Dark Side of Atlanta by Dan Hill. So you were saying that your dad was very active in civil rights, and he's an American, correct?
Yeah. As you know, back in 1953, interracial marriage in America, half of the country, you would go to jail. The other half of the country, you would get lynched and killed. So my parents got married by my dad's father in 1953. My dad was already in Toronto studying for his doctorate at U of T. He fell in love with Toronto, hated the racism in America, So my dad and my mom then came to Toronto in 1953. I was born in 1954.
Well, thank God you were.
Thank you.
Let's take a little break and we'll be back in the studio with Dan Hill on the line. You're listening to Zoomer, Crooners and Songbirds, and I'm Lily Frost.
Zoomer, back to music sooner.
Across the path by Kildare's field, amidst the poppies that lift gently into the air, and sunsets that are golden in the sky, and the red and the yellow of fall's trees, painting beauty in the eye, weaving a spirit deep in me, the spirit of Africville.
I want to go. When I return, yeah.
So that song was called Deep Down Inside by Joe Seeley. And this is a man you have a great connection with in co-writing, is that right?
Yes. Well, Joe Seeley has been and continues to be for the last 50 years one of Canada's most esteemed and brilliant jazz piano players, as well as a great producer, arranger, and songwriter. We became very, very close. Well, we always knew each other. As you know, Toronto's a small city. You get to know everybody. But we became friends maybe 20 years ago when I had to do some performances with him. And then I think it was about 15 years ago, we got together and wrote, you know, maybe 10 songs, about six of which were produced and released with Joe Seeley and various female singers.
Such as Julie Black, is that right? And Jackie Richardson? Yeah.
Yes. Julie Black, Jackie Richardson wrote a song that we wrote, Joe Seeley and I wrote, called The Railway Porter Song. In the 60s, the most high status job a black male could have in North America was to be a railway porter. And in fact, they were so loved that in every city where the railway stopped, the black community, whatever city, you know, would end up at the railway station and pay homage to the black railway porters. So based on that, Joe and I wrote that song.
Wow. And this next song, McCarthy's Day.
This is a song I wrote when I was 19 about my parents' interracial marriage and how moved and inspired I was. The reactions to people in 1953 when my parents got married. I hadn't been getting along too well with my dad back then. I went to their place and played me the song, and it was The Connector. Also, this record was on my biggest-selling record of all time, Long Refuse, 1977, because Sometimes When We Touch was the single.
Were you 19 when you wrote Sometimes When We Touch?
Yes. Unfortunately, to this day, and I'm always embarrassed to say, I continue to write songs about broken relationships with women. I think I've just never grown up. They're a great inspiration to me. When I was 19, I was making $1.89 an hour at the civil service,
wow.
You know, playing clubs whenever I could, but I got entrenched when I was 20. I was going out with this older woman, 22, who went out with older, richer men.
Okay.
And I wanted it to be just her and me. And she said, nope, you know, you're too poor. So I wrote the song Sometimes When We Touch, about how it felt and how she was, you know, driving me crazy. Played it to her over the phone. I thought this was going to capture her for sure. After I played it to her, she said, Dan, for a 19-year-old, you're way too intense. I'm moving in with a football player from the Toronto Argonauts.
You were overqualified.
Well, I was, and I remained to be intense.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't really change the way we naturally are.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to play McCarthy's Day by Dan.
Now this is just a song to say that I'm proud for what they are, and I hope my world can take me half that far. And way back in McCarthy's day, my parents left the USA young, rebellious lovers. They left behind a nation far too proud and powerful to say that love, oh, love transcends all colors. And some black men turned against my father, some white men turned against my mother. Each race has its place, they all would say. In a future begging to be born, they found the light that's growing still today. Glancing through the years and living through their fears, I hope they can accept my goals. A bit confused, a bit unclear. And yet somehow I still don't understand all the words. And all the black, all the white that rest in me, that make me fight, remind me of all the knowledge left to earn. bit confused, a bit unclear. Now this is just a song to say that I'm proud for what they are, and I hope my world can take me half that far.
That was McCarthy's Day, Dan Hill. And now this tune is called Hold On. Is there anything you want to say about this one?
Yeah, this was on my 1976 album, my second album. The album was called Hold On. It's still my core fans' favorite song. When the song was really getting, you know, airplay in L.A., and I was writing, you know, at a 22 with all the top internationally huge songwriters in L.A., they all told me that Hold On was way better than Sometimes When We Touch. Yeah, so, you know, that's a bit of the story behind Hold On.
Did you agree with them?
It's very, very hard to be objective. When we recorded Hold On, we felt it was a monumental record with a really interesting and fresh lyric, great melody. You know, we had great hopes for Hold On. It did very, very well in Canada. It continued to cement my name around the world, got a lot of airplay in America, you know, but, you know, it certainly wasn't the record that my follow-up single, Sometimes When We Touch, was.
Yeah. Can I ask you a couple questions about racism? Because
sure.
I wanted to get into that, especially because I can't wait to play your new single. At the end of the show, we'll play What About Black Lives. And you mentioned to me earlier that you have experienced racism, and you did as a young person. How did that manifest? And I think that when you were on the rise, it was more difficult. But then when you had the single, people just couldn't get enough of you. So the racism disappeared with the success. Is that right?
Well, often what happens with black performers, I'm not saying I was a superstar, but when you reach a certain echelon of success, you become almost raceless. You know, the mainstream media kind of takes you as one of their own, and they no longer think of you as black or white. That's kind of what happened to me when Sometimes When We Touch rocketed the world.
Let's listen to Hold On.
So you flung your fist high in the air, but the world remained the same, and all the demonstrations filtered out through graduation. In the times that were a-changing, never changed. Freedom takes on new meaning when you have a family of five, and peace and revolution dissolved in its own solution. When you're fighting for your life just to survive, it's then you've gotta hold on for what you believe in. Hold on, don't let it fade. Still you've gotta be strong. Find yourself a reason. You never change the world, but just the same, you've gotta hold on stronger each and every day. Yeah. When the night creeps in so hollow, when the silence makes you scream, when you're so damn scared of failure, when the world's burnt out its saviors, when you're feeling too vulnerable to dream, it's then you've gotta hold on for what you believe in. Hold on, don't let it fade. Still you've gotta be strong. Find yourself a reason.
No one changed the world, but just the same. You gotta hold on to yourself, or else you'll fade. Or else you'll fade. Or else you'll fade. Or else you'll fade.
And that was Hold On. You're listening to Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds. I'm Lily Frost, and we'll be back in studio with Dan Hill on the line.
Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits.
That was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye is one of your leading influences, is that correct?
Absolutely. Positively, I still believe he was, you know, one of the greatest artists of all time.
Yeah. Okay, Unloved People. This next song deals with some of the interracial challenges, doesn't it?
Yes, and it also talks about the dispossessed, the classless, the disenfranchised. I wrote this by myself. I think I wrote it in 1979 when I was 25. I was very, very close to everybody in the black community, and I particularly knew everybody all the black singers and songwriters and producers. I have to admit, back then, there weren't the throngs that there are now. So I was very close to both Jackie Richardson and Salome Bay. She was a family friend. I loved her husband, loved her children. You know, I thought that Unloved People would have more power and resonance if it was turned into a duet with Salome Bay. And I think she came close to upstaging me on this record, to be honest. She's no longer alive, but she was from the States. She did come to Canada, and I did some TV specials with her. She actually performed with me. Again, she and her family were dear friends of mine.
Oh, that's amazing. Did you meet them through your dad, or did you meet her through the music industry?
We met through music. And later on, my dad did become very close with them. And, you know, when my dad was honored for a lot of things that he achieved in human rights, Salome was the first person to show up.
Well, she seems like a beautiful soul just from the kind of music she sings and the way her voice sounds.
Yeah, and I have such great memories of going to her place, going into her basement, me picking up the guitar, and us just singing the song organically. And she, on her own, without my instruction, totally came up with the harmonies in her vocal parts.
Okay, let's listen to Unloved People.
And you can see it in the unemployed lines as I stand out in the streets. Faces without expression dangling on that fine line of self-defeat. Do turn the other way as if we're not real there. So damned easy to just not care. And you can see in the eyes of a woman who spent too many nights alone, the years dark creeping through her soul, the dreams of love just lie unknown, and she wonders what she's living for, and there's no disappears if you can dare to open up your eyes. Let's say a prayer for all the unloved people alone in the world tonight.
The Bible says deep in darkness lies a lie.
It's been wrong so many times. Let's pray this time it's right.
Oh, pray this time it's right. Pray this time
it's right.
Pray this time it's right. Pray this time.
Let's pray this time it's right.
was Unloved People. So beautiful. Do you feel that it is a new direction that we're able to choose to take at this point? Or is it, I mean, it's a mixture of everything, isn't it?
Well, I think we're kind of at a day of reckoning.
Yeah.
You know, both with addressing, you know, homophobia, sexism, systemic racism, as well as obviously COVID. As we all know, there's a vaccine now that they're already giving to people in Britain.
Yeah.
You know, that means there is some light.
There's some hope.
Yeah.
It's like a global cleansing going on in a way.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it, Lily.
Okay, let's take a short break. And when we come back, a couple more songs and On the Line with Dan Hill. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Zoomer, Crooners and Songbirds, and I'm Lily Frost.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto, CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
These are strange times we live in. It's like the world's been shut down. There is fear all around us. Paranoia all around. There's a sense of disconnection, foreboding in the air. It's like we've lost our direction. There's no one in the streets. Is there anybody out there? It's been so long since I felt somebody touch me. Is this wrong to want someone to love me? I want to reach out through this wilderness of fear and send a message through the darkness. There is light on the other side of here. Living all alone in social isolation, stranded in our homes. It's the loneliest sensation. Going to bed each night and waking up alone. It's been so I felt somebody touch me. Is this a wrong to want someone to love me? I want to reach out through this wilderness of fear and send a message through the darkness. There is light on the other side of you. I want to know when this will end. It's been so long since I felt somebody touch me. Is this so wrong to want someone to love me? Someone to love me. It's been so long since I've had someone to talk to. Someone special I can trust, that I can turn to.
Who can I turn to?
Wanna reach out through this wilderness of fear. Send a message through the darkness. There's light on the other side of here. On the other side of here. On the other side of here.
On the Other Side of Here by Dan Hill. This is your unreleased album, and this is the title track, and this is a song that kind of deals with some of the cultural divide and things like isolation or COVID, yeah?
Yes. Some background information. I happened to be in Guelph in March. doctor gave me an experimental diabetes pill. I am diabetic. I had a bad, bad reaction. I almost died. Mm. I was rushed to the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, on death alert, you know, stayed there for about 5 days. The healthcare workers and the docs were absolutely wonderful. As you know, that was the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
Because there was a COVID outbreak in this hospital, you know, I had to be in isolation for 14 days. All I had to keep me company was my keyboard and my guitar. So I wrote On the Other Side of Here when I was in isolation, and pretty much wrote my entire album when I was in isolation.
Wow. It'll be coming out next February.
That's correct.
Who produced this?
One of my closest friends, unbelievable producer, musician, engineer, Anthony Vanderberg. Anthony had been responsible for probably, I would say at least 50 really, really big covers I got. Anthony would come and visit me in my studio. And for example, the song Seduces Me that Celine cut that sold 30 million copies. For example, my version of Seduces Me that Celine fell in love with, I recorded with Anthony. So he's really worked with me for over 30 years. It was just at this point we said, heck, let's not just worry about other people doing the songs. Why don't we make an album?
Oh, that's great. Well, this next song is just mind-blowingly perfect for the time, and it's a great song, and your voice is so emotional, and it's called What About Black Lives? It must have been very moving for you when the Black Lives Matter kicked in again, especially with your dad being such an activist.
Yes, it was. Well, of course, we were all shocked and horrified by what we saw happen to George Floyd. A lot of people asked me to make a statement about what had happened, or to go public, or to write something. The Canadian black athletes immediately went into action, you know, and electrified the black community. I'm not going to say who, but someone called out the Black Entertainers of Canada and said they're not stepping out like the athletes. I kind of felt a sting of shame. Then I realized the best way for me to address this was to go back to my, you know, natural gift. So that's when I went to write What About Black Lives in the living room on my piano.
Incredible. And it's so poignant. Let's listen to What About Black Lives by Dan Hill.
What about black lives? What about black lives? What about black lives? Tired of being brutalized, victim of white lies. What about black lives? Single me to the neck, body slammed to the ground. Couldn't take a single breath. White policeman kneeling down. I can't breathe. Was this final sound? How many George Floyds have to die? Before we end this genocide, saying, what about black lives? What about black lives? What about black lives? We're tired of being demonized, the victim of white lies. What about black lives? Nation up in flames. President calls the National Guard. Nothing will ever be the same. Long as policemen still bear arms. Black men marching, wearing masks into the dark. Change is coming, there's no doubt. It's time we finally figured out. What about black lives? What about black lives? What about black lives? Time we heard the truth. We're tired of being compromised. Victim of white lies. What about black lives?
couldn't take a single breath. White policeman kneeling down.
What About Black Lives by Dan Hill. That line, white lies, I mean, that must have just, you must have felt so good about that line. It's so perfect.
Yeah, I kind of like the sort of the double entendre, obviously. Yeah, it was one of those songs that the music came first. I got that title, What About Black Lives. I knew that that was a killer title. And then I kind of wrote it in sections. The chorus came pretty fast, and the verses I wrote the music to and continued to hammer away. I probably wrote about 10 different verses before I got it right.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Lily.
Well done. Congratulations. I feel like you're newly motivated.
Yes.
Are you?
Something has happened to me.
That's good.
I can't explain what, but yeah. You know, it's been the greatest creative outpouring in my entire life. I am dynamized. There's lots to feel poignant about, you know, so I'm ever aware of that. But personally, for some reason, at 66 years of age, I've been strangely reactivated.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being a part of this and sharing all your beautiful music with us.
Thank you so much, Lily. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
You take care.
Zoomer, Crooners, and Songbirds.
Zoomer, Crooners, and Songbirds is a production of MZ Media, produced by Lily Frost and Kelly Robotham. Executive producer, Moses Neimer.